This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Since the election of Donald Trump to the presidency, many concerns have been raised about climate change policy. Even more have been raised on what the future holds for women in America. It is at that intersection where we meet today. There has been significant growth in the field of renewable energies that may be at some risk now. In those related fields, men dominate in terms of numbers and in terms of leadership roles. Our guest this morning is in the thick of it. Liesl Clark is a principal and co-founder of Five Lakes Energy, LLC. It is a Michigan-based policy consulting firm dedicated to advancing policies and programs to promote clean energy, sustainability, and the environment. Ms. Clark is also president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council and a board member of Advancing Women in Energy. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Within the clean energy industry in Michigan, what are the discussions post-election?
Well, you know, there really seems to be an energy around this movement. So, you know, as you described, there are concerns about what is the future of advanced energy. However, in the couple of weeks of processing that's happened, what's become clear is that there is momentum. Market forces are really aligning around advanced energy because of the incredible drop in costs and because the fact that renewables and energy efficiency are the cheapest forms of energy in the future. And so using those cheapest forms helps keep rates low in the state of Michigan as well. And so what all of that amounts to is unchanging momentum for this industry going forward.
Well, that's certainly an optimistic viewpoint. The president-elect has promised to reduce regulations on so-called clean coal, plans to allow offshore drilling, oil drilling in the Arctic National Preserve, and is seemingly taking up the old Sarah Palin mantra of dig, baby, dig. So on the surface, that seems less than forward-thinking for our energy future. And then you add in the fact he wants to end investment in solar and wind energy. Can that be overcome with what you call the movement?
Yeah, I really think it can. So I do think that there are some big challenges. And one of the best ways I heard it articulated last week was, if you're concerned about climate, you should be very concerned about the changes in policy. If you're concerned about deploying more advanced energy, you know, the market's really taken over those issues. And so, yeah, there's always policy challenges. And I think that having the right policy infrastructure makes a big difference. And let's be honest, that's true for all types of industry. That's true for all types of energy, as well as that being true for many other areas of economic development. Policy matters, and having a patchwork of regulations can be really challenging. That being said, there's been so much progress made, so much decline in costs, and let's be honest, too, a lot of the advanced energy issues have become nonpartisan issues. So we've got, at the federal level, we've got Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, defending the PTC and ITC and saying, you know, no way will there be a change at the federal level. And at the state level, we're seeing real advances in the energy legislation that's being discussed with a Republican senator, Republican Dale Zorn, who offered the RPS increase. And our organization that I'm president of, the Energy Innovation Business Council, you know, awarded him a Policymaker of the Year award just a couple of weeks ago for that work. So, you know, we're seeing a space where people are understanding that advanced energy is the thing of the future, and we're seeing nonpartisan forces align around it.
And I contrast that with two words, Paul Ryan.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not everybody, and I think that there are, you know, always places where we have to work. I mean, that's what we have. So, but I look forward to the improvements in the atmosphere in Michigan. You know, we work closely with the Michigan Conservative Energy Forum. You know, there's a variety of folks that really want to see Michigan be on the front lines of these changes.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking energy policy and women working in the fields related to energy. Our guest this morning is Liesl Clark. She is a principal and co-founder of Five Lakes Energy, LLC. It's a Michigan-based policy consulting firm designed to promote clean energy and sustainability. Do you have concerns that a president that wants to move away from renewable energy will further inhibit young women from seeking out careers in related fields?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that there are a whole bunch of things that concern me about what we are likely to see under this president. That being said, we have to work. I mean, that's what we have to do. It's certainly the theme that we've heard over the last couple of weeks coming out of the election. Honestly, this is an organization that had its roots in last year. So this is something that we've been talking about for months now. So the board came together and said, you know, we are very excited about energy development in Michigan, and we want to make sure that that enthusiasm and innovation is shared with younger generations, and also is shared with people that come from diverse backgrounds, because the more diversity that we have, the better decision-making that we have. And so this organization is dedicated to pulling in women from all different backgrounds, as well as making this an attractive field to younger generations, because sometimes energy can look a little stodgy, and we don't want it to look that way. We want people to see the innovation opportunities that are there, and then also to help professional development for the women that are in the energy space. So, you know, a lot of times there can be some real natural networking that's available to men that is just a little bit harder for women. And so we want to be a resource and an area where we can make that type of networking easier for women in the energy space.
Let's talk about that for a minute. According to Forbes magazine, only 12% of the millions of jobs in the green energy industry are held by women. In Michigan, female employment at our utilities accounts for only 22%. My guess, the percentage of women who have leadership roles in these fields is much smaller. How rarefied is the air in which you travel?
Yeah, you know what's interesting is I can often be in a whole in very male-dominated rooms. But that being said, from a leadership perspective, we've got some really fantastic women leaders in energy. So for our kickoff event, we had CEO and President of Consumers Energy, Patty Poppe. We also were fortunate to have in attendance two of our current public service commissioners. So our chairman is Sally Talberg, and Rachel Eubanks is one of the other public service commissioners, of which there are only three. And then, you know, on our board, we're fortunate to have two previous public service commissioners, Laura Chappelle, who also served as chair, and Monica Martinez as well. So it really is a great group of women to pull from.
Is Michigan ahead of the curve then?
You know, I guess when you count all those different names and roles, you would see that perhaps Michigan is ahead of the curve. I think it's pretty exciting to have those strong leaders out there. And, you know, it's one of those areas where, in a lot of cases, women really work hard to just be good at what they do and to be recognized for that. And so it's not a matter of wanting to be recognized for being a woman, but wanting to be recognized for being a great leader in what they do.
That would certainly be progress, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and the other voice you hear this morning is that of Liesl Clark. Among the many hats that Liesl wears are president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council and a board member of Advancing Women in Energy, a group we were just talking about. If I can get personal for just a moment, what was your experience in not only entering the field, but then working up through a male-dominated industry to a position of leadership?
Well, you know, it's interesting for me because I came from agriculture as an industry background, where I thought, boy, it's never going to get more male, white-dominated.
And you found out you were wrong.
Then I went to energy. But I have to say that there are just fantastic women leaders in both of these areas, you know, as we said, certainly with energy and also true with agriculture. And, you know, things that are some of the traits that are really critical for young people when I was kind of getting my feet under me are still true. So it's really critical that people know what they're doing and be hardworking, have a positive attitude, and be confident. And I think that, you know, when you've got those traits and when you've got mentors to look up to and a helping hand to kind of guide you through that, that anyone can be successful. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things we really want to do with Advancing Women in Energy is reach out that helping hand to other women and people of diverse backgrounds that want to get interested in this field.
When it comes to the energy industry, would you say the glass ceiling has broken or is it at least cracked?
Well, I think it's pretty tough to say that it hasn't been broken when we've got a chair of the Public Service Commission, and she's not our first female chair of the Public Service Commission, you know, head of consumers, head of ITC. You know, I think that there are really some fantastic roads to follow, and, you know, there's still work to do. I think that the statistics about the amount of women in the industry are pretty startling. But I think that, you know, we just got to continue to work at it. And again, with that great leadership, it really does pave a nice road.
As you well know, there's been much greater efforts to get K-12 girls involved in STEM programs, and it has been working, perhaps not to the desired effect as of yet, but certainly we've seen important improvements. So for parents and students who are listening to us today, what would you like them to consider as they kind of forge the path to a decision on a professional future?
Well, I just think we got to stop defining things as male or female roles. I mean, I look at my nieces and all the work that they do in coding and STEM and design and math, and I just think that, you know, when we pigeonhole any of these skill sets as being, you know, masculine or feminine. We really limit ourselves by doing that definition. And I think that it's so, I'm a parent of two young boys, and it's so easy to define things, and we don't realize we're doing it. And we just have to continue to work to break down those barriers, because, you know, getting a holistic, a whole person, a whole individual, where they are able to work on both the design side as well as the more hard skill side is just really critical for us, for life skills. And so all that we can do to give our children all those options, we've got to continue working in that direction.
Liesl Clark, I thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thanks. Thanks. It's been great to talk to you this morning.
That is Liesl Clark, principal and co-founder of Five Lakes Energy, LLC. It is a Michigan-based policy consulting firm dedicated to advancing policies and programs that promote clean energy, sustainability, and the environment. Ms. Clark is also president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council and a board member of Advancing Women in Energy. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.